I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, Hoops Handicappers? Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. I'm your host, Jeff Clark. It's our first episode of January 2022. It's Monday, January 3rd, and there's a 10-game slate in the NBA. I have four best bets here. I'm taking the Wizards -125 on the money line versus the Charlotte Hornets. I'm taking the Grizzlies +6.5 points when they visit the Brooklyn Nets. I'm taking the under 213.5 in the Denver Nuggets Dallas Mavericks game, and I'm going over 225.5 in the Atlanta Hawks Portland Trailblazers game. Last week, I was 7-3 in my best bets. I finished Friday 1-1. I whiffed with the San Antonio Spurs +6.5 points when they visited the Memphis Grizzlies. And then I got a little lucky with the Raptors -6 when they returned a whole bunch of pieces, players from COVID protocols, and they barely got over the finish line, covering -6 against the Los Angeles Clippers. But lucky bets do cash the same as strong rocking chair cover. So let's hope we can keep the good momentum rolling and have a second straight winning week. All of our odds are provided by our friends at Tipico Sportsbook. I'll read an ad for Tipico Sportsbook as we go through the best bets. You guys know how I got to do it. Got to pay the bills and shout out our sponsor, Tipico. But be sure to check out sportsbookwire.usatoday.com to read mine and my colleagues' daily betting breakdowns for all major sporting events. I actually wrote all four of my best bets today for sportsbookwire.com, and you can check that out on the website or on my Twitter. But let's go through the slate here, and I'll give you my best bets. First game, Charlotte Hornets, tipping off at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time when they visit the Washington Wizards. Hornets are 19-18. Wizards are 18-18. The Wizards are a slight favorite, -125 on the money line. The total is at 231.5. I'm going with the Wizards -125 just because it's a better spot for Washington. Washington's 5-1 against the spread in the last six, and they've covered three straight games. The Wizards are also 10-5 against the spread at home and 6-3 against the spread at home versus teams with a winning record. On the other hand, Charlotte does not perform well in the second of a back-to-back. Charlotte played last night, Sunday, against the Phoenix Suns, and they were thumped pretty handily by the Phoenix Suns. Actually, I think the total score in that game, is 133-99. The Suns were actually 1.5 point home underdogs in that game, and they just got throttled from the start, even though Phoenix was without some key players. That doesn't factor that much into the handicap, just bringing you up to speed on the latest performance of these two teams. Washington lost in a buzzer beater on New Year's Day to the Chicago Bulls. DeMar DeRozan won a game for the second straight game for the Chicago Bulls with a buzzer beater. The Washington Wizards became the victim of that, losing 120-119, but they covered a 2-point spread. So this is a better spot for Washington, as we previously discussed, and Charlotte has really struggled in the second of a back-to-back. They're 0-7 straight up, 2-5 against the spread with 0 days rest, and they have a -3.1 ATS margin in those spots. Also, Washington can shoot it, and Charlotte plays zero defense. The Wizards actually have the 6th best field goal percentage in the league, and the Hornets have the 5th worst defensive field goal percentage in the league and the 4th worst adjusted defensive rating, according to cleaningtheglass.com. So it's a better spot for Washington. They perform well at home. They perform well at home against teams with a winning record. Charlotte performs terribly on the second of a back-to-back, so we're going to take the Wizards -125. The next best bet that I have here is the Memphis Grizzlies +6.5. This is according to Tipico Sportsbook when they visit the Brooklyn Nets. Grizzlies are 23-14. The Nets are 23-11. I'm actually going to sprinkle a little bit on the Grizzlies money line, which is plus 220. But my best bet is the Grizzlies plus 6.5 for a variety of reasons. First, Brooklyn has struggled against quality competition or struggled with quality competition. They're 6-3 straight up versus teams with a top 10 in efficiency differential. This is according to cleaningtheglass.com. And in those games, they have the 18th ranked adjusted net rating at minus 5.3 points per 100 possessions and the worst spread differential at a minus 8.3 ATS margin, according to cleaningtheglass.com. Also, back in the Nets just hasn't been very profitable this season. Back in the Nets at home, excuse me, hasn't been very profitable this season. They are 10-8 straight up at home, but they have the 20th ranked adjusted net rating and the third worst spread differential at minus 5.6 ATS margin, whereas Memphis has the second best cover rate on the road at 11-5 against the spread. Also, Memphis has the ninth best adjusted offensive rating, and Brooklyn has struggled against good offensive teams this year. The Nets are 2-7 straight up versus teams with a top 10 in offensive rating, and they have the 24th ranked adjusted net rating versus these teams at minus 8.9 points per 100 possessions, and the worst spread differential versus teams in the top 10 of offensive rating at minus 11.8 ATS margin. So in those nine games, Brooklyn has underperformed versus the spread by an average of 11.8 points. That's a huge, huge number. So let's take the Grizzlies plus 6.5, because again, Brooklyn struggles with quality competition. They struggle to cover at home. And Memphis is an awesome offensive team. Brooklyn has struggled against good offensive teams. Real quick, before we get into the final two best bets, let me shout out our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see Tipico's website for details. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Please gamble responsibly, y'all. Okay, back to the best bets. The last two best bets that I have are both plays on totals. The first one, I'm going under 213.5 in the Denver Nuggets versus Dallas Mavericks game. Denver Nuggets are 18-16. Mavericks are 18-18. The total is 213.5. Luka Doncic recently returned to the lineup for the Dallas Mavericks, so that should provide some additional value on the under. Obviously, he's one of the better offensive players in the league. But he also tends to slow the pace down for the Dallas Mavericks and can ball stop a little bit. Whereas the backup point guard, Jalen Brunson, who took over starting point guarding duties when Luka Doncic was sidelined with an ankle injury and with COVID, he helped move the ball a little bit better, got everyone involved in the offense. And, there was, I guess, a lot more, offensive versatility Dallas opponents had a game plan for. Also, Dallas has the second highest under percentage at 12-22-2 over to the over-under. That's their over-under record at an average -5 points against the total margin. So the Dallas Mavericks are one of the teams that play the most unders in the NBA. Also, there's been reverse line movement towards the under in this one. The total for this game opened at around 214 and has been lowered despite a majority of the action being on the over, according to pregame.com and the Yahoo Sports app. So anytime you see reverse line movement, a red flag, you should be suspicious, and that should raise red flags, because the odds makers are making the more popular side cheaper. You got to ask yourself why they're doing that. Typically, it tends to be a trap. So let's not fall for the trap here. Also, again, I think there's some value in fading the over and betting the under here because of the return of Luka Doncic. Also, both teams rank in the bottom 10 in points per game scored, in the top 10 in points per game allowed, and in the bottom 8 in pace played. Dallas has gone under in its past 7 as a favorite, and Denver has gone under in 4 of its past 5 games overall. So we're going to go under 213.5 in the Dallas, the Denver Nuggets and the Dallas Mavericks game. A final best bet is an over 225.5 when the Atlanta Hawks visit the Portland Trailblazers. The Hawks are favored 5.5 in that game, but we're going to go over the 225.5, which is the pricier of the two options. It's the VIG is -115 on the over, -107 on the under. It's a pretty simple handicap. Neither team can play defense in this game. The Atlanta Hawks' defensive effective field goal shooting percentage ranks 24th, and Portland's defensive effective field goal percentage ranks dead last. The Hawks are averaging 118.7 points per game over the last three games, which is third in the NBA over the last three games, whereas the Trailblazers are allowing the NBA's worst 130.3 points per game over the last three games. But Atlanta is actually right behind them at 126.3 points per game allowed over the last three. So neither team could play much defense. Neither team is playing much defense recently. Also, the Atlanta Hawks have a bunch of offensive players, or a bunch of players returning from the NBA health and safety protocols, one of which is Kevin Huerter. Also, they have Danilo Gallinari and DeLon Wright returning. Both of these guys, Kevin Huerter and Danilo Gallinari, help Atlanta's offensive versatility. On the other hand, Portland is missing Damian Lillard, which I think would give us more value on the over, because, again, same thing with Luka and Dallas when it comes to Dame and Portland. Dame not being on the floor helps the ball move a little crisper for Portland, and he can be a bit of a ball stopper. Also, Portland's offense, when Dame's in the lineup, relies solely on Dame hitting tough shots. So maybe the ball moves a little bit better without Dame in the lineup. Either way, Atlanta is just terrible defensively. Portland is even worse. I expect Atlanta to be touching the low 120s, if not mid 120s, and Portland to do just enough for the game to hit the over. Maybe Portland gets 105 to 110, which is kind of what we're hoping for. I'm expecting this game, the Hawks, to win like 122 to 108. So could be a little sweaty there at the end, but I think this over 225.5 cashes pretty comfortably. Real quick, just a quick recap on my best bets. I'm going with the Wizards -125 when they host the Charlotte Hornets. I'm going with the Grizzlies +6.5 when they visit the Brooklyn Nets. I'm taking the under 213.5 in the Nuggets Mavericks game. I'm going over 225.5 in the Hawks and Trailblazers. That's it. Those are your best bets for Monday. Thanks for checking out the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. Whether you fade or follow me, good luck, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.